This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 6/22/2023. Patient's last name is Rodriguez. First name is Christian, C-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. Date of birth is 7/5/1999. Patient is a 23-year-old male. He's 24-year-old male who presents with on-the-job injury of his right wrist that happened 2 days ago. He complained of swelling of his right wrist and arm and difficulties in bending his right thumb. He said this happened due to, when he was lifting a heavy furniture. He has no prior medical history, review of systems, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T. Patient denies any nasal discharge, no air pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no for swallowing. Eyes, patient denies any blurred vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory, patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI, patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal, patient complain of right wrist swelling and pain with difficulty in moving his right thumb. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 175.4 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 128/73, pulse is 96, respiration 18, temperature 97.8. Physical exam, H-E-E-N-T, P-E-R-L-A, E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sounds times 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities, voluntarily, with no joint stiffness, neuropish, I'll go back to extremities. Patient has difficulty in moving. Range of motion of the right wrist is limited with limited flexion and flexion of the right hand and the right wrist were limited. Patient also has edema around his right wrist. Good pulse is noted. Patient will have autoglass applied as a splint for mobilization over his right hand and wrist for support. Patient also to wear a sling for comfort and to reduce swelling. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflex is equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. X-ray of the right hand and wrist revealed possible scaphoid fracture, which the reading was limited by the swelling. Follow-up visit will be given to repeat X-ray of the right wrist. Diagnosis, right wrist injury, right wrist and right hand injury, right wrist and hand pain, and possible scaphoid fracture of the right first digit. Follow-up visit scheduled for 1 week. Patient was given ibuprofen 600 milligrams, 1 POTID, PRN, quantity 30. No, ibuprofen 800, I'm sorry. Ibuprofen 800 milligrams, 1 POTID, PRN, quantity 30. Next patient, last name is Hernandez, first name is Marlene, M-A-R-L-E-N-E. Date of birth is 2/27/2024. Date of service is 7/11/2023. Patient presents for follow-up regarding strep pharyngitis, upper respiratory infection, and allergic rhinitis. She remains on oral antibiotics and verbalized improvement in her symptoms. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T, patient complain of slight nasal stuffiness but no active nasal discharge, denies any air pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations, respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath, complaint of intermittent cough, GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion, musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint stiffness, physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 130.2 pounds, O2 saturation 99%, blood pressure 109/79, pulse is 76, respiration 18, temperature 98.2. Physical exam, H-E-E-N-T, P-E-R-L-A, E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane, polygranular erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, slight pharyngeal erythema, evident with no postular lesions, nasal mucosa, slightly erythematous, no active exudate noted, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no atopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis acute strep pharyngitis, allergic rhinitis. An upper respiratory infection, all currently subsiding. Patient tested negative for strep screen. Patient to continue with her oral antibiotics until all completed and to continue with cough medications as needed. Next patient, last name is Vasquez. First name is Jose. Date of birth is 9/13/1965. Date of service is 7/11/2023. Patient is a 57-year-old female who presents for lab review regarding patient has history of diabetes, type 2, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Denies any active acute symptoms at this time. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T. Patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing. He denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pains, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 168.9 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 149/79, pulse is 85, respiration 18, temperature 98.1. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4, active, no tenderness, no papillomatosis, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted, patient's labs were reviewed with him, his current A1C was 13.3. Patient is aware of the worsening of his diabetes and the need to start insulin was discussed with patient with proper comprehension. Patient will be started today on insulin glargine, 15 units of Q daily for 90 days, and his labs will be rechecked at that time. Patient verbalized understanding of all information provided. Diagnosis, type 2 diabetes, uncontrolled, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and lab review. Patient scheduled for 3 months follow-up. Next patient, last name is Pacheco. First name is Cindy. Date of birth is 3-7-1990. Date of service is 7-11-2023. Patient is a 33-year-old female who presents for follow-up regarding sore throat and allergies and bronchitis. She verbalized improvement and still continuing on her antibiotics at this time and cough medications. She denies any acute distress. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no air pain, no loss of hearing, slight sore throat but no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any joint chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath, complain of intermittent cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 135.4 pounds. O2 saturation 98%. Blood pressure 115/73, pulse is 83, respiration 18, temperature 97.9, physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4, active. No tenderness, no papillomatosis. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, acute pharyngitis, acute bronchitis, allergic rhinitis. These are all subsiding. Patient to continue her oral antibiotics and to follow up as needed. Next patient, last name is Gomez Diaz, and first name is Nicole. Date of birth is 10/27/2022. Date of service 7/11/2023. This is an 8-month-old female who was seen at the emergency room 2 days ago, and for febrile seizure, febrile illness, and strep pharyngitis. According to mother, child is slowly improving and currently on oral antibiotics. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT, No report of any nasal drainage, no ear pain, no pulling of ears or difficulty in swallowing. Eyes, no report of any blurred vision or eye pain. Cardiac, no report of any palpitations or chest pain. Respiratory, patient, according to mother, is having some intermittent cough, but no shortness of breath. GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally child makes good eye contact. No acute distress noted. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. O2 saturation is 98%. Pulse was 110, respiration 18, temperature 98.1. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, nasal mucosa, slightly erythematous, and pharyngeal erythema evident, no postural lesions noted, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rhythm, and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily, with no joint stiffness, neuro patient makes good eye contact, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions or abrasions, or rash noted. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient was given Rucephin 250 milligrams IM, which was well tolerated. Patient to return to clinic next day for further testing and evaluation. Diagnosis, strep pharyngitis, febrile seizures, and febrile illness. Thank you.